They say that a mind is a terrible thing to waste. Well, generally that's a true statement. But in this case, there really isn't much mind left in D. Scott's head anyway, so the only thing we're really wasting here is your time. Welcome inside the mind of D. Scott.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
All right, off and run, another episode of Inside Scott. Hi there. How you doing? Everything good? Hope so. Yeah, I'd be that guy, D. Scott. Appreciate you listening to the show. Kind of sum up my week here on this one. Of course, never forget the other podcasts that I'm involved in. It would be the Psychic on the Scene podcast with Katie Manning and Michelle Lyons-Polito. All things paranormal, psychic, holistic healing, all kinds of stuff that we talk about on that show. We're actually recording a live version of the podcast tomorrow at Bear's Restaurant, which is in Duanesburg here in the Capital Region. Looking forward to that. Been a minute since we've been out and about doing the podcast live. Also, it's the Undisputed Podcast with Bobby Fish. I'm a part of that one with Bobby Fish, Frank Ferrero, and myself. All things professional wrestling for that one. That's what we do, man. We talk pro wrestling and things that are going on in Bobby's world and professional wrestling, WWE, AEW, whatever you can think of. Some independent stuff we talk about as well, especially since Bobby is highly involved in a lot of different independent promotions at this time. We talk DDP yoga. We talk to wrestlers. We talk to pretty much anyone we can in combat sports. So both of those podcasts that I'm just mentioning here, they're available wherever it is you're listening to this show. It's kind of how that works. So if you'd be so kind as to like and share the podcast, I would appreciate that. Subscribe to it, follow it, whatever the case may be, whatever your option. It all kind of means the same thing. Also, would love the fact that if you would rate the podcast as well, because the ratings on any podcast that you listen to help the podcast grow. So if you give it a 5-star rating, that would be tremendous. Had a couple of episodes here in a row where I talked about Colony Athletics and a lot of stuff going on here right in Colony, the town that I grew up in, that I currently live in. It's my hometown, Garnet and Gold. So I've been talking a lot about that. Not too much to talk about with Colony right now, but we'll get into some of the stuff that I've been a part of. One thing, though, I was on my way in, and I'm listening to SiriusXM Radio, as I usually do. I listen to, you know, my radio station. I listen to radio as well, broadcast radio, just regular. It's hard. The term is terrestrial radio, but that's not really what it should be called. It's just radio. So I listen to radio. I also listen to SiriusXM. And so I'm on my way in, and, you know, they run ads on some of their channels for other channels that they have on Sirius. And one of them I found out was they have sleep channels, which I found to be quite humorous, to be honest with you, because it's like you listen to this station and it'll help you fall asleep. And I was like, wow, normally for me, what helps me fall asleep is quiet, no noise, stuff like that. But I know, you know, the white noise and all that stuff helps people fall asleep and helps you relax and stuff like that. I thought it was a little bit weird. I was just like, yeah, that's what I want to do. I want to listen to something to help me quiet my mind. Sure, why not? But they have like a rainfall channel, which I thought was fantastic as well. But, you know, to each their own. If that's what you got to do, that's what you got to do. It is what it is, right? So let's talk about me and all of the wonderful things that I did this week, including playing for the first time in 8 years a basketball game, a charity basketball game this time, at Galway High School, which is a school located in the Capital Region where I'm from here in upstate New York. We played against the staff, faculty, and teachers. Staff, faculty, and teachers, or just the faculty and the teachers. All means the same thing, right? But it's a charity game for an amazing cause. They had a teacher who was involved in a drunk driving accident, and he was in the hospital for quite some time, and then was finally cleared to leave the hospital and able to do so, and ended up passing away, which was extremely sad. But now they have this charity, and I think it's a scholarship that they have for this guy. And so, you know, everybody from Galway comes out, had a couple of hundred people at the game. Yes, I played. I did score 9 points, had a handful of rebounds, had some assists, had a blast. But man, oh man, does it hurt to walk. Woo, hurts to pretty much do anything. My lower back is stiff, my thighs are killing me, my calves and my shins are a little bit tender still, and it's 2 days removed. So that has kind of gotten me to the point in my life where I'm like, you know what I need to do? A, I want to get more involved in basketball and playing again, and at least in some way, shape, or form. I don't think it means I'm going to go out and join a men's league at any time, but want to start playing a little bit more, at least get myself in a little bit more physical condition so that when I can get out there on the court and play for the radio station, that it's not quite as bad because, man, it was... I played about 4 minutes in the first quarter, 3.5 minutes in the first quarter, and checked myself out of the game because I was dizzy. My eyes, my vision was getting blurry. I was like, oh, this can't be good. My face was beet red. It was extremely warm in the gym, but definitely the blood pressure decided to spike, which I kind of knew was going to happen. I mean, I didn't think I was going to be that bad where I would, almost pass out, but we got there. So I sat out the rest of the first quarter. I played about half of the second quarter, and then I played the entire second half. So as the game went on, it was like my body was like, oh, I remember how to do this. And it was kind of fun. It wasn't kind of fun. It was really fun. And I was very proud of myself for being able to play the entire third and fourth quarter. I only had one three-pointer in the third quarter. I got blanked in the fourth, but I had a three in the first, a three in the second, a three in the third, nothing in the fourth. Jinxed myself because I had brought that up. So it is what it is. But like I said, there were some times out there that was very reminiscent of what I used to be able to do on the basketball court. And though I never really played organized basketball, I was highly involved in playing basketball. I played with all the school kids, all the school teams and stuff like that. I wasn't on the team. I was just one of the guys that they played pickup with all the time and could compete with them. They were obviously better at it, as certain aspects of the game, but I could compete with everybody that played hoop, and it was fun, It was me out there, reliving the glory days of old, and it is what it is there. But I will definitely be in better shape next time I get to play a game with the radio station or anything basketball related. If I get to get out on the court and play again, I would like to be able to be a little bit more mobile. So I got to lose some weight. I got to get on a better diet. I got to get myself back into a better physical condition than I am right now. So we're starting to take the baby steps in doing so. And by next year, because I don't think we have another game this year. So I think by next year, I'll be a much different person on the basketball court. But that being said, what else is going on? I'd love to be able to tell you that we had a really, really busy week, but we kind of didn't. It was kind of chill, the radio station, just everyday stuff that we deal with at the station, whether it be, making music decisions and scheduling music logs and making sure we're playing the right songs and stuff and doing my show. I had a great week of shows, which was always a good time. Got a huge concert announcement on Monday that I am not allowed to say right now because this will come out on Sunday afternoon. And obviously the announce is 10 o'clock Monday morning. So looking forward to that. Let's put it this way. I'll give you the little teaser. If you were to mention the top five MCs of all time, guarantee you this guy's name gets brought up every single time. That's one. That's who's coming to the Capital Region. Okay, so you'll find out. You listen to Jams 96.3 tomorrow morning, Monday morning, the 18th at 10 o'clock. By the way, it is St. Patrick's Day, and I would be a fool not to wish everyone a happy St. Patrick's Day. I can't believe I just kind of glazed over that and didn't even start the show with Happy St. Patrick's Day. We did go out yesterday to celebrate a little bit. Went over to a friend's house for a little while, had some cocktails and some food, and then went to Powers Pub, which is an Irish restaurant and pub here in the Capital Region. I've actually done a recording. We did a video series years ago with a car dealership here. We had Katie and Michelle from the Psychic on the Scene podcast. They were a part of it as well. It was called The Ghost Wranglers, and we actually recorded at Powers Pub. Highly, highly haunted building, although yesterday you wouldn't have been able to tell. I wasn't picking up on anything, nothing. It was just kind of, but then again, we had been drinking and everything like that. So I had a good time, though. It was a fun evening to go out and just kind of hang out and be around other people and, just kind of get out of the house and blow off some steam. So it was fun. So got to do that. And that would be the celebration of St. Patrick's Day for us. Otherwise, because, Tara and I are not Irish. I'm not big into celebrating St. Patrick's Day. I'll do it. I'm going to go out and, hey, let's drink some Guinness or whatever and have some corned beef and cabbage or whatever we can get our hands on and and do that. But, not a huge St. Patrick's Day celebrating kind of person. But that's what we did yesterday. Looking forward to this upcoming week. Next week, the 25th, actually, Tara and I leave. We're going to visit my mom, which I'm super excited about doing because haven't been down to see my mom in a few years down to Florida. It's our first trip together for Tara and I to go to Florida. So that'll be great. Looking forward to that. Going to do some golf. We're going to play some golf with my mom and my dad, who, you know, my mom, we're going to visit my mom, but my dad is also down in Florida as well. So we're gonna play golf with me. Tara doesn't play golf. I'm going to play golf with my mom and my dad. Hopefully get together with the Hallecks while we're down in Florida as well, because it's rare that we all get to be in the same state, and it's been a minute since I've gotten together with Matt and the whole family. So, or at least Nadia and JT, because Soph will be back at school. So we're trying to figure that out, but definitely going to hang out and spend some time with Matt, enjoy the Florida weather, and do some fun stuff, probably go to Disney Springs. Told my children we would not go to a Disney park, but Tara has never been to Disney before. So I was like, well, let's give her a little taste of it without actually going, because I promised my children that I would not go to the park without them. We're going to do that next year with all the kids and me and Tara and my mom. Should be a great time there. So that'll be fun. It'll just be a nice little week away, kind of decompress a little bit and enjoy Florida, and then come back up and really hunker down and get back into the swing of, you know, work and trying to take over Albany on the radio side. That's my goal, is to take over the radio here in Albany. Hang on. A quick drink. Sorry about that. So what else is going on? Not much. I can say that. Not much going on in my world that really has a personal connection to me. Some crazy stuff going on in the world. I did hear something about, this blew my mind, really set me at ease, that Vladimir Putin had done a press conference or did his, you know, he addressed the country or whatever, addressed Russia, and he basically told the world that he's ready for nuclear war. That was fun. I was so excited to hear that. I was like, oh, that's good news. Whew, man, nothing sets my mind at ease than knowing that Vladimir Putin, who has nuclear weapons, is ready to use them if he has to. I was like, good, thanks. Thank you so much. As if the world wasn't screwed up enough, now I got your crazy ass telling everybody that you're ready to, you know, nuke people. Whew. Thank God for that. So we'll see what happens there. Hopefully nobody tests him. You know, I don't feel like this is the time to call the man's bluff. Like, I don't believe you. Let's see if he'll really do it. Let's shoot a missile at his country and see what he does. No, let's not do that, okay, you crazy bastards with the power to push a button and blow people up? Let's not do that to Vladimir Putin. Thank you so very, very much. I'm pretty sure that's it. Oh, yeah. Presidential election this year. Yeah, we're not going to get into it much, but we're going to get a rematch, essentially. I don't know why. Donald Trump and Joe Biden, awesome. Whatever. We're not getting into that. Just like that. It disturbs me that these are the, I get that Biden is the president right now, but it's still like, it disturbed me back when they had their first go at it. And now the second time, and it's like, this is the best we got. Cool. I don't believe that for a minute. I feel like there's probably better candidates out there, but whatever, that's what we're stuck with. So we'll see what happens, because if Trump wins, there's going to be people that lose their minds. And if Biden wins, there's going to be people that lose their minds. And it's just, we are in a rock, between a rock and a hard place in this one. So it is what it is, you know, whatever. Jesus, man. Good Lord. I think maybe I'll run for president. I have no policy whatsoever. I don't really know much about much, but why not? At this point, why not? I'm not sure I can afford it, but let's give it a go. Like, maybe next presidential election, I'll run for office. I should get about 3 votes. That'd be about right. Yeah, probably my parents, Tara. That's all. what else is going on? That is it. I think that's really, really all we got going on. So, yeah, thank you so much for listening. I definitely appreciate the fact that that you were willing to sit here and listen to the nonsense that came out of my mouth. Because if you didn't, then I would have just been in this room talking to a microphone all by myself. So anyway, yeah, there we go. A little karaoke for you as well. Hi-o. Yeah, I think I'm done. Thank you for listening. Like it, share it, subscribe to it, follow it, rate it. Cool. Thank you. Psychic on the Scene, another podcast that I talked about earlier on. You know what it is. Do the same thing with that. Like it, share it, follow it, subscribe to it, rate it. And the same thing with the Undisputed Podcast with Bobby Fish. Like it, rate it, follow it, share it, subscribe to it, whatever. Listen, please download the episodes. That would be awesome. Then you can listen to them whenever you want to, at all times, however you want to do that. And don't forget about the SiriusXM Sleep Channel. That'll help you. You need some white noise. Whatever. I think I'm done. Yeah, that's it. Thanks for listening. We'll do another one before I head to Florida. Next weekend, I'll drop one just before I go, and that's all. Enjoy your week. Make the best of it. Do the best you can. And, you know, every day above ground is a day for you to win. So let's go out there and let's get after it. Yeah, something like that. Whatever. Bye.